Good morning and welcome to our brand new series, What Are We Davening For? An Elul Meditation. In 30 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul, we get ready to daven in front of Hashem. And we use a special style and formula in our tefillos called Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that God, so to speak, turns to the Jewish people and he says to them as follows, Imru Lufanai Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Come and say Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Malchios, from the word Melech, means kingship. Zichronos means memory. And Shofros, of course, is the section referring to the shofar. And so the Gemara continues and says, Malchios Kadesha Kamlichuni Aleichem. The idea of Malchios is so that you should sort of accept me as your king on top of you. That's what we do on Rosh Hashanah. That's the big, huge theme of Malchus, of kingship. And Zichronos is Kadesha Ialu Zichronechem Lefanai Litova. So that the things that I think of when I think of the Jewish people, they should be things that are good. And Ubama Ba Shofar, how does this happen? It happens through the shofar. And so, of course, you know, in each section, the Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah, there are 10 psukim. 3 from Torah, 3 from Ksuvim, 3 from Nevi'im, and then a summation pasuk in the Torah. And so, over the course of the series, day by day, I'm hoping that we'll be able to take apart a pasuk each and every day that appears in the Musaf, perhaps look at it from a different angle, and then to be able to come up with a useful idea that we can take away and insert into our own Musaf, making each Musaf tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, one that is personally significant. Malchios opens up with the Aleinu prayer. It's the responsibility that we take upon ourselves to daven to Hashem. But why? Because he made us different than all the other nations. And so we continue with Alkeina Kaveh. We say, that's why we're waiting to see your Malchus Hashem. When all the nations of the world will come together and they'll all realize that you're important, they won't lock you out of their shuls, they won't say that, you know, the government will say that we won't be able to follow through. And we say, Kakosub v'sorasecha. We begin with our first pasuk, the way it's written in the Torah, Hashem yimloch li'olam v'ed. Hashem will reign forevermore. And that is the first pasuk, and the one I'd like to focus upon today. What does it mean, Hashem yimloch li'olam v'ed? God shall reign forevermore. So the first thought I think we need to bring down comes from the Ramban. This pasuk appears at the very end of the Az Yashir Tefillah in Parshas Beshalach. And there the Ramban says that what God showed us at that time is that he is the king of the world and he rules over everything. And that's what we hope for the future, that Hashem is going to show us that he's the king of the world. And that he's in charge of everything in all generations. He always keeps his eye on the tzaddikim. He always knows what the Rishayim are trying to do. Thus, in essence, Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed is a tefillah that comes up in our minds that we ask Hashem, and we recognize that Hashem always has the revelation of his godliness in the world. That, says Rosh Shlomo Volba, is what it means to have Malchios. It's an understanding that Hashem is running the world all the time, and that he will always be the ultimate and true king. It's a reign that lasts forever, and we get to declare it. But there's a fascinating comment of Rav Meir Simcha of Divinsk, the Meshech Chachma, that sort of points out what we're doing in that picture. Says the author of the Meshech Chachma, each human being is like a God machine. An idea goes into it's the head of the God machine, right? A command is put into the computer, and it comes up in the head in the central processing unit, and right away the rest of the body goes and runs ahead to do that which it's supposed to do. Idea of a mitzvah, it runs. The hand runs to take care of it. The leg goes ahead and takes care of it. But when there's inside that machine, there's also a safety valve. And the safety valve comes through when there's an opportunity to perform an aveira. Person comes in front of Avodah Zarah. What does he do? It's Shabbos. He's thinking about flipping on the light. All of a sudden, what does he do? He has that safety valve. And so here, says the Meshech Chachma, that's what we daven. When we say Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed, what we're davening is V'kablu Chulam Es O Malchusecha. Right? What we want is to have ourselves trained as God machines so well that as soon as the opportunity to do the will of Hashem comes, We don't function in the section in the second function. It's not something we have to hesitate and think about, but rather it should be automatic. Just as soon as the idea of doing the will of Hashem comes into play, that's what we run to do. That's what we're looking for when we say Hashem Yimloch Liolam Voed. And so putting this into practice, and since we say Aleinu every single day, we have a chance to put this into practice for the entire month of Elul before we get into the chance to use this pasuk to our advantage on Rosh Hashanah as well. Perhaps the first of the psukim teach us that we should always find the concept of Malchus Hashem. We should always see that Hashem runs the entire world, from the tiniest little egg of a gnat to the greatest aspects of all of nature. And we have a responsibility to see how Hashem just reigns over all of it in the past, in the present, in the future. But also, at the same time, what we're davening to Hashem is to recognize that we all have that opportunity to be ready in a split second to come to fulfill that which God expects from us. And we pray every single day that the rest of the nations of the world, too, will jump to that advantage. And so in the first pasuk, if we take those two messages, recognizing that we need to be ready in a second to come to Hashem, and also to find Hashem in the past, the present, and the future, we certainly will have achieved the first thing, the first process of being ready for the month of Elul. Have a great, terrific day.